We come in the wondrous name of Jesus and we say thank you. Lord, what an awesome God you are. Thank you for your awesome love. Thank you that you've shown favor to us. Lord, thank you again that you're just so full of mercy and grace. And you have everything in the time of need that we could ask for. Now, Lord, you've got it today. Lord, may we just glory in you. Glory in your love for us. May we just apprehend the grace that you've set before us this morning. God, help us to just be pleasing vessels to you. And how we're pleasing is just to operate in faith and thanksgiving and joyfulness. And to say, Lord, fill me with all the fullness of your love. God, let it just flow. Let it abound in our lives today. May we magnify the name of Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Good, good, good. Hallelujah. All right, let's open our Bibles today to the book of Daniel. I told you we might be in here for some time. And we're in the 10th chapter. And we'll pick it up in the 7th verse again. That's Daniel 10, verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them. So they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now last week, brothers and sisters, we rejoiced in that 12th verse there so sweetly. He said that he has come for my words. He's come to nurture us, hasn't he? Hallelujah. Come to prod us along in love. Come to sing so sweetly to us, to finish this course with joy. These temporal sufferings we're in, they're not worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to be revealed. Not maybe, going to be revealed in you. Hallelujah. Know it. And so today we're going to begin the journey of how he performs this in our lives. How he comes for our words. And it's really kind of a flashback from this verse 12. And we're going to begin in back in verse 7. Where he brings his first wooing for our words. And let's read that verse again. Verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Now I read this, and a couple words come to me that I think maybe there's not two other words that so adequately fit the times that we live in than earth-shattering. Earth-shattering. We're in monumental times, and monumental times call for monumental events. And monumental events, brothers and sisters, they're here. And I don't even need to tell you that they're here because you know it. They're all about us. Praise be to God. We're in the thick of it because God in His great love is truly trying to get our undivided attention. To tend upon Him without distraction. There's something great that's about to happen. There's something great that's about to break forth. But we are in the thick of it, brothers and sisters. The love of many is waxing cold. It is. There's forms of godliness out there, hordes of it, but deny the power thereof. Men are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Huh? Oh, yes. Man's conscious, becoming more and more seared with the rod of hot iron. The evil of man is waxing worse and worse, and we know it. And there's war, and there's rumors of war everywhere. Monumental times. Jesus is about to come. He's about to come on the scene. He's about to show up. All this wonderful grace that we've been living, God's been saying, come on, honey, it's real. I'm going to come again in like manner. And I'm coming again for people that are looking for me. They're going to meet me in the air. Do you sense it by the grace of God? Is the groaning coming upon your life too for the manifestation of the sons of God? When He will make known to them that I have loved thee. I'm so thankful. All those wondrous fringe benefits. But the greatest of all, I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm going to look into His face. I'm going to hold His hands. I'm going to see those holes in His hands. I know I'm going to touch that side. That blood that flowed so freely and flows for me today. I'm cleansed, I'm redeemed, I'm holy, I'm righteous. The devil can't do a thing to me. My steps are ordered of God. And He delighteth in my way. That's your God. That's the one who loves us so. But hallelujah. See, not only do we live in earth-shattering events that are going around us and about us in this world, brothers and sisters, just as our text here. They're found in our lives just as they were found in Daniel's. And they're known as the fiery trials. Oh yes, the fiery trials. Kind of makes you shudder a little bit. I was thinking how sometimes I say, Lord, I want the trials. But them fiery ones, you know, you kind of just shelve those. But you know, I really say in all glory to Him, He's teaching me. Those are the most precious times. Those are the precious moments. And He's not going to test you beyond what you can bear. I hope you know that. He's there for you. His arm is not short that it can't reach. His love isn't limited that it can't cover. His grace is sufficient. Oh, always sufficient in all things. And it didn't end there, so that you abound to every good work that He's before ordained that ye should walk in them. Man, you got a God. Oh, hallelujah. But so wonderful. Now these earthquakes though, and we'll call them earthquakes because that's what they are to us. I'm not going to make light of it. I hope you know that. He's touched with our infirmities, and I believe when we get into the love of God, we're moved for one another. We're in a body. We're tightly fit. If you're a child of the King, you can't get away from me, and I can't get away from you either. Amen. Just going to be like it. And it's not going to sit right till you finally just say, well, you know what? I'm just going to get close to that elbow. And I'm going to get right by the rib. And I'm going to snuggle up against that ear, even though it's giving me an earache today. What do you think? Huh? Are we praying for the body? Oh, what a marvelous thing. What a marvelous thing. But He sends these rock your world moments, I guess, if you will. And brothers and sisters, you know that those are the ways of divine grace. Divine grace. Not just filial love, but agape, divine love. See, this way of grace reveals the from glory to glory to glory in us. It's the Christ in me that's the hope of glory that comes in. And it's only going to be as our sweet pastor would tell us many times, but especially, I was thinking in that very last sermon. It's the unfamiliar, unknown, often fearful door that is the pathway to a new inheritance. It's got to be that way. It has to be that way. Those things that you know that you could handle even though you can't. He's going to show you things that you can't do. He's going to get you in places that you know what? You can't get out of. He's going to get you in a predicament that you're so tight that you're saying, Lord, I'm despairing of my own life. Got to be yours. And you know what? I found out that He's the one that's the giver of life. And it gives me that abundant life. And I'm living today because His blood flowed for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, we have got to realize that we have to be willing to go down into the valley of the shadow of death. You heard me talk about the Grand Canyon many times. I love that place. And there is a majesty as you stand out there on the rim. But I'm going to tell you something. I've heard that the real splendor is when you get down there in the basin and you start looking up. And you start seeing how immense everything is. And I start to think, well, you know what, Lord? He said that I would comprehend with all my brothers and sisters what's the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of it all. See, it's got every dimension in God's love. And He said that we would know the love of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? And then knowing the love of Christ, that we could be filled with all the fullness of God. Not short of anything. Not limited in anything. But filled with all the fullness of God. Now what can't He handle? What can't He take care of in your life? We're talking about God. Is anything hard for Him? He can do anything. Absolutely. And nothing's hard for Him. Praise God. And that is the one that loves us so. But the precious thing about these little earthquakes that come in our life, do you know they come in all different kinds of packages? See, one size doesn't fit all, does it? Uh-uh. He's got a bag. He's got a bag of these before ordained good works that ye should walk in them just for you, just for me. Just for each one of us, brothers and sisters. And sometimes we find that it'll be the trial in the body. Absolutely. Sometimes I believe that you've had maybe a trial in your mind, huh? Have that one every day. I don't know about you. Lord, that sin that so easily besets us, my lack of faith. And I know if I'll take the mind of Christ, which He says, let it be in me. And I have it. And I possess it. By the grace of God, and I operate in it, and the power of His might, I'm in faith. Praise the Lord. My steps get enlarged. I have boldness in the things of God. I know that He's for me. And if He be for me, who could be against me? Do you believe that you're the apple of His eye? Amen. Do you really believe that? Really believe that? Amen. That it's more real than anything. Me standing before you here today. You're the apple of His eye. I mean, I just can't fathom that. How much God loves us. But you know what it might even be, and I know none of us have this. How about conflicts in our family, huh? How about despairing of our own life? But see, He didn't leave us comfortless. He was tried and tested in every way. But the wonderful thing is you know what? In this wonderful word, if we'll just get into it, we have got a family. We've got a family. And they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Did you know that? But even more so, I love that, you know what? There's a vine. And my family's been grafted into that vine. It's so wonderful. And He produces fruit in us. And it's so, hallelujah, wonderful that He does this. And this family that we have is so wonderful, the testimony that God has brought forth here. There was a sweet widow woman. She met a prophet. Oh, yes. And you know that was on her lips as her son lay there dead? She said, it is well. I just can't fathom that. It is well. Huh? You talk about conflicts in the family. How about Brother David? And there went old Absalom. He loved that son. I love my sons. And I love them with God's love. Let me tell you something. That's awful strong. It loves through anything. It loves through rebellion. It loves through them hating you. It loves through all of these different things. But He loved that son, and that son would never come around. But God did. God comforted him. And then you think about Brother Paul. What about him? There the Lord encouraged his heart. Preached the Word of God. Gave his life by the grace of God. And he knew that it was just the grace of God in him. But he gave it because he loved the Lord. And in loving the Lord, he loved the people. But what did he have for that, in a sense, at the end of his life? He said, all in Asia have forsaken me. Do you see, he wasn't doing it for man, was he? Uh-uh. It was the love of God in him. It was the grace of God operating in him. And brothers and sisters, we have that same choice before us today. It's absolutely a fact. God is giving us that decision to make today, are we going to surrender and retreat? or it is well. Not is it well. It is well. What do you think? It is well? Come on now. Now I'll give you another set of circumstances. A lot of times we think of trials and they're always a certain way. What about the trial of a new job? What about the trial, now stay with me, of a big fat bonus? A big pay raise. What about the trial of a brand new, beautiful, significant other in your life? Oh yeah. What do you think that Delilah was in Samson's life? What do you think about how Abram was so blessed of God around those people? You can imagine the jealousies that were going on. What about old Joseph there, kept low for so long, but then the meteoric rise to fame and fortune. That brother had it all, let me tell you something. Lovest thou me more than these? Really, lovest thou me more than these? Is it me? Are your affections set on the things above? Or is it going to be compromise? The Lord is asking, are we going to go? Is He really our first love, brothers and sisters? Let me tell you, these are earth-shattering times. These are life-changing moments. Are we going to be shaken? Or are we going to be left standing? And you know, really, there's no guesswork at all. In the Scriptures and even in our text here today, the outcome is already apparent. It is written. And it is written tells me in this, it's all about a vision. That's how you know. I can tell you today in any situation that you have in your life this moment. I'm speaking to myself as well too through the Word of God. If your vision isn't affixed upon Him, you're in defeat. And it's a fact. And it will stay that way until you get your eyes upon Jesus. Brother Daniel, he's witnessing to us. Praise God. The Lord is giving a wonderful testimony in this, dear brother. The outcome is going to be where the vision is. It's going to be determined to whom and to what we are looking at. Again, is He our first love? And it's so evidently clear that we're His first love. Absolutely. He gave it all. We rejoiced many times before. As God brought that to me, He said, son, I'm all in. I hope you understand this. When I gave you my son, I gave you everything. Gave it all to us, okay? Can we accept that? Can we really believe that? That there isn't anything that He left out? All sufficiency in all things. He gave us that. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, though, He wants us to Himself. He does. Shut up to God. The jealous lover that some of these people that are just ignorant say, well, I don't want a God like that. Let me tell you something. I want a God just like that. I want a God that's obsessed with me. I do. I do. I want Him always there. I want His eye always upon me. I want His favor continually upon me. I need all the mercy and grace I can get. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to find out, oh wicked man that I am. Amen. And how unbelieving and how fast I can go. That's the God I want. And bring it on, Lord, because I'm needy. Hallelujah. Thanks. Well, I'll tell you what. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. See, those with him, brothers and sisters, and I'm sure those were some sweet brothers. Probably a few of them in there. But you know what? They didn't see it. And the Word of God tells us, without a vision, you perish. They were shaken. They fled. They feared. They missed it. I'm sorry. But I want to dwell on the side that, you know what? The Lord wanted Daniel. Oh, yeah. The Lord wanted him. The Lord wants you. You say, well, how do I really know the Lord wants me like that? Do you realize the message that you're hearing? Do you realize that you sit in a meeting where you hear the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Do you realize that this is a message by the grace of God that's not just preached, but you're in a place where people actually believe it? You know, there's a difference there. And you know what? The difference is once you really believe it, you cherish it, don't you? And when you cherish that message, you can't help but shine of the glory of God. Because Christ in me is the hope of glory. And as He tells me, He's taken me from glory to glory to glory. That magnificence, that power, that glory just continues to radiate more and more in our lives. Praise God. We're decreasing, brothers and sisters. Absolutely, we're decreasing. I know we're being tested like we've never been tested before. And He's on the throne. There's being more glory built in our lives every single moment. Because He's increasing. He's getting the increase in our lives. This is exciting. This is exactly the plan of God. Awful quiet. Awful quiet. Are you privileged or are you just burdened? What do you think? Are you hearing it or are you believing it? Is He even taking our praise, brother, and causing us to worship Him? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. You know, when we finally get our eyes upon Jesus, it is true. Everybody else kind of leaves the room. You know? It's true. Everything else just kind of leaves the room. You ever come in here and, you know, as you're hearing a sermon, it's just you and the Lord. I love it when people say, well, you know what? That was just for me. Sometimes people say, well, you know, you better quit talking about me. See, that's God's plan. God knows what you need. And I believe that He's dealing with all of us. Yeah, absolutely. He's dealing with all of us. And this is something we all need. But you know, sometimes we try to go through this journey. I was thinking how He's with these men, this Daniel, as He's with these men. Sometimes we start depending upon others. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's precious. I'm so thankful for you. I appreciate all your prayers. I appreciate that you love the Lord. There isn't anything more that I appreciate than your love for the Word of God. That you love Jesus. That you're running and you're running well. That you want to win Him. It's awesome. But you know what? I can't depend upon you. Nope. Not going to work that way. Sometimes we get a vision and I appreciate, I do. I want us to run well. I want us to finish with joy. I want us to get up there like I've seen it in my heart that we get up there before the Lord and we're standing there. I see, I told you so. I told you so. That's what it's going to be. I don't know how many million years are going to go by before I can say, I told you so. So I'm going to be just in awe embracing Him. But that's what it is. That's what it is. And that's what He's bringing about, brothers and sisters. But see, we think that sometimes we depend upon others. That we're all going to go in this together and we're all running out there. And you start looking around and you know what? It's not going to last long. It don't work that way. Nope. He's a personal Savior. Personal. And I emphasize personal. And it's just the way it's going to be. If we go on, brothers and sisters, if we go on. Let me tell you something, it's by grace. But for the grace of God, there go I. I know it. I want you to know I know this. All humility before the Lord, I know it. He's the one that brings us in here this morning. He's the one that allows us to even utter a praise. He's the one that allowed me to bend a knee and say, Lord, I love You. But I'm going to tell you something. If we go on, it's going to be you and Jesus. And I don't care how old you are here today. I don't. I appreciate if you've got moms and dads that love the Lord. Moms and dads, you should love the Lord. I hope we magnify that love and it's all over, that people can be encouraged by it. But when you get down to it, it's going to be you and Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And He's going to bring it. Remember, it said, I've come for Thy words. I believe there's people in here that have said, Lord, I will go. Well, this is how He's going to do it. And you're going to find yourself in the most beautiful times. You're going to find yourself alone with Jesus. You're going to look around sometimes and you're going to try to find something else. You're going to say, Lord, I got to have a little of this or I got to have this brother over here. But the most precious times in your entire life is when it's just you and the Lord. And that's what it's going to be. Let me tell you something, for Him to get intimate, like I heard many times before, and you know, I practiced it myself. When I asked my wife to marry me, there were only two people there. Well, I'll give the third one because Jesus was there. But it was just two. When I'd whisper the words of love to her, they're just two. I'm a pretty private guy anyways, as people know. Sometimes, guys, we've got to hold our wife's hands even in public. Can you imagine? Little affection. But when you're with Jesus alone, oh, those are times. And if you're in that time right now, cherish it. Cherish it. Nothing like it. Praise God. He's looking deep into your eyes. He's looking deep into your soul. And just as Daniel here, He's sending each one of us, brothers and sisters, I love it. I've got individually wrapped earthquake and packages coming my way. And you know what? I can't share them with you. And you can't share them with me because they're mine. I'm telling you, I'm in something that is so mine. I can't express it. I can't stop praising Him. I can't stop praying. But that's where He had to bring me. Not that I'm calling out, Lord, have mercy on me. Not that I'm calling out, Lord, oh, heal me. I know I'm healed. I know He did it. Now, I'm praising Him because I'm alone with Him.
Yes, amen.
I'm looking into His eyes like I've never looked before. Does He got you there? Enjoy it. Really, enjoy it. He's going to bring you a reprieve. But as Brother Paul said, I long for those things. I long for that trial. I long for that testing. I rejoice in my infirmity. Man, I never thought I could get there. There's times I vacillate out. Absolutely. Not perfected yet. But I'm telling you, boy, I want to go. And I don't want to go just to get out of here. That's just a fringe benefit. It is. I'm going to step into glory, man. Oh, the love of God constrain us right now. But they're yours. Eliezer is about us. That's the Holy Spirit. A lot of great things in the Word of God. A lot of wonderful types and shadows. And you know what? He deals with one Rebecca at a time. Just one at a time. And He's dealing with you. He's dealing with you. He's dealing with you and everyone here. He's dealing with me. Praise be to God. And you know what? That manna that's out there, it's yours. But it's yours. And it's sufficient for you and for this day. Yes. And brothers and sisters, things are going to happen. We know that. The Word of God tells us that He is going to shake things up in your life. Did you hear me? He's going to shake it up. He is. The storm clouds are going to roll in. The waves are going to crash. It didn't stop there. Thank you, Jesus. Because there is a rock that is higher than I. What do you think? Huh? Hallelujah, there's a rock that's higher than I. And I'm despairing of my life. But you know what He told me? He said, cry out from the ends of the earth. I don't know what end of the earth you're at, but you're on it somewhere. Are you crying out to Him? Really, come on. Come on. Cry out. Cry out. He wants to hear that call. He wants to hear it. Oh, yes, He does. And I know we all need to cry out. I don't care how good you think you got it right now. I don't care how much you think you got it together right now. You don't. And you're breathing and you're still here. And He wants you crying out to Him. Yes. See, He's waiting for us to do it. Brothers and sisters, it feels so good to do it, doesn't it? I hate to use that word, but I don't know what else to say. Still in a body, and I love to feel that. Praise God. It's a wonderful body. It's wonderfully and fearfully made. Isn't that great? And you know one thing, too? It's so sweet. It's not how long I've been coming to church. Mm-mm. This might even be your first time today. If you accept Him as your Savior, you have the same access that a Moses, that a Daniel. And shoot, you even have better access than that because you can go right into the Holy of Holies. I hope you know that. A lot of people say, oh man, you don't disrespect Moses. No, I'm not. He's my dear brother. But I know in the Word of God what I got today. When that veil was rent in twain, brothers and sisters, it was rent in twain. When He said, son, I want you to come into the Holy of Holies. Now, I can't even fathom, in a sense, what that is. But I'm going to tell you something. That's where the glory of God dwells. And I'm there. And you're there too. In the name of Jesus, you come into that place. And what He has asked us is just to believe Him. That faith that pleases God. That, Lord, I'm here and I believe You. And, Lord, I know that that grace is all sufficient. That the provision has already been made and I'm just sitting here embracing it. You talk about the simplicity that's in Christ. Gets more simple every day. The depths, You just take me all over the place in it, Lord. I'm just swimming. And how about today where you just sing that wondrous song, turn your eyes upon Jesus. See, this is what it is. It is, it is. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Let Him give you that vision this morning. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim. Could you imagine? Strangely dim. Glorying dim. In the light of His glory and grace. And then bang! It is a table that's set for two. I can see it. I'm just here with You, Jesus. I'm just here with You. And I, Daniel, alone, put Your name in there. Let Him put Your name in there. And I, Jesse, alone, saw the vision. You see it? It's here for you. It is. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank You for dealing with hearts. Thank You for loving us. Lord, we praise You for this wondrous time. We just praise You for You. All I can say is thank You for being in our lives. It's just as plain and simple as that. Where would we be without You? Help us to be a thankful people today. A people that are grateful to God for His Son, that He died, and that He lives in me. Now, Lord, we want You to reign in us. To rule and overrule as we've heard. Let it be real. Let us just operate in the Spirit. Let us be people that are full of the Holy Ghost. Not just once in a while. Not just on a camp day or something like that. Lord, take control of us. Take over us. Lord, richly dwell in these vessels. Cause our hearts to just yearn for You. We thank You for this time. We praise You for it. We thank You for the fellowship dinner, if You tarry, that we're about to have. We ask You to bless it. We ask You to just have Your reign in it. Let us be people that people would know that they are Christians because of their love one for another. God, let us love without dissimulation. There's no hypocrisy out here. Let us know that how could we say that we love our Father whom we have not seen when we do not love our brother that we see. Huh? Lord, help us. Help us. Your Son's coming. And it's so wonderful. He's on the wing. He's coming. Now we're going to come down, Lord, before You, and we're going to feast. Praise God. And let it be all to Your glory. We give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.